Hallo, Karl Marx here. Look at my wonderful hair. Notice how I sweep it back.
Karl?
I call it the 360 sweep. Beard, sideburns, and the magnificent coif.
Karl!
What? Was is this?
You're on the radio. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah, I get confused.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
All right, good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is...
This is Jake, the most ass I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fireball, Paul!
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people, on dope?
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Make a move and the funny gets it.
Dave's not here.
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
Okay, yeah, I will take it somewhere on the second day of September 2020. Remember, we are listener supported here at freedomslives.com, revolution.radio, and cosmicreality.net. So please do us that favor. Hook us up. Help us out. Keep us on air. That's right. Everybody's got their part to play if they like it or not. That's right. So, that's right. Here I is. To bring you something. I don't want no, whatchamacallit. Well, I do want some. Let me see if I can find it, because I can do that first. Yeah, keeping up with the Joneses kind of stuff or whatever. You know what I mean, right? Yes. Trying to make it so at least there is something. Okay. Maybe I got it here. Maybe I got it back here. That's right. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's just disgusting. The trucker at the 595 truck stop in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, posted pictures of BLM and Antifa buses with armed guards heavily organized. I mean, oh my gosh. That is effing scary, people. Where did that go? Hopefully it's still going. Why did that do that? I don't know. I just wanted to move it. Just horrible. I mean, what a thing to think of. We are so, I'm feeling so screwed. I mean, honestly. And I'm talking rows and rows of buses. Just, oh my gosh. Yep. Let's see. Exactly. Yep. Here's a picture of two different Joe Bidens, which, yes. I'm telling you. I can't go there. Oh, protest. Oh, yeah. Oh, that one I like. Yeah, cute. That, oh. Claiming Antifa. This is like stupid. Oh, just too much. Oh, jeez. Just something else sometimes. You know, you go over this media stuff and it's like, oh my gosh. Huh? The next horror film is The Stupids. That's funny! That's funny. Yes, that is funny. So now that I can't get that, maybe this is it. Yeah, because everything's taking its sweet old time because I didn't refresh my my walls. So maybe I need to do that to see if I can get this even done. Yep. Yeah. Oh, pardon me. Thank you. That feels so much better. So it's not going to take me there. What are you doing? Come in, come in, come in, come in, come in. But I don't want to. I just don't want to. I don't want to do it my way, the computer says. So, let's see if I can try to play along. That's right, AI. I am on your side. Okay, so just... They think it's... I mean, why would people literally... Are they that hungry that they would actually fall for the idea of causing trouble, terrorizing and destroying places for a paycheck? Who knows how long the paycheck will last? Who knows how long it is for or how much it is for? And then where's that going to get you? Oh, we'll just bus you all around to the rest of these cities, states, and you can destroy all them. Ah, jeez. All right, so this was one I wanted to play. Yes. Not that I am. But still, this is...
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you heard earlier that there's no real concern about aluminum because it's such a small amount, and so it really shouldn't matter. But the kind of aluminum that we put into vaccines is a different kind of aluminum that... we see environmentally. This is called a nanoparticle, and nanoparticles bind really tightly to the bacteria antigens, the virus antigens, the food protein antigens, and any other contaminants that are in the vaccines that we may not know about. And we know that the biochemical properties of nanoparticles is that they are capable of entering the brain. And so we have not evaluated the safety of the aluminum.
Whoops. Well, why would they have to? Why would they want to? Why should they? It's just getting ridiculous. Ridiculous. Just too much. Too much.
Not a particle and its injection and where it goes when it gets into the body and whether it gets into the brain. Do vaccine ingredients belong in the brain? No. Do they get into the brain? No one has ever studied it. But animal studies using the same chemicals that are in vaccines that we give to children directly demonstrate that the vaccine ingredients do enter the brain. We are ignoring this information. There are scientists in Europe who've actually done studies on the aluminum nanoparticle and have shown that it can persist in the brain for years and decades. And so what we're seeing is a large outbreak of neurodevelopmental disabilities in adults, including Alzheimer's. And one of the main factors that they're finding in the brains of people with Alzheimer's is the aluminum nanoparticle that's directly related to the vaccines that we're giving. So we have never studied whether the aluminum that we're giving in vaccines gets into the brain, and we've never measured whether it stays in the brain and what it does if it does stay in the brain. But we do know that vaccines are supposed to cause inflammation in the body. But we have more than half of our children with chronic inflamed conditions. And we've never allowed ourselves to ask the question, if the vaccines cause inflammation acutely, do they continue to create inflammation chronically? We have 1 in 5 with neurodevelopmental disabilities, 1 in 10 with ADD and ADHD, 1 in 35 with autism, 1 in 11 with asthma, and 1 in 20 under the age of 5 with seizures. And the autoimmune diseases are exponentially rising, and we are finding that the viruses and the bacteria that we're injecting into the body, along with the adjuvants, create something called molecular mimicry, which means the body sees those viruses thinking that it's foreign, but actually finds pieces of those viruses that match pieces of the self. And the immune system doesn't differentiate between what it's been told to reject and itself. So it will turn the immune system on itself, leading to an autoimmune condition. We know this about hepatitis B. We know it about the Gardasil vaccine, and we know it about the flu vaccine. And we continue to say unequivocally that the vaccines have been studied effectively and that they're safe. And that's just not true.
Not true. Makes you wonder, how do we allow these people to just keep ruling our lives? Not just ruining them, but ruling them. You know, telling us how we're supposed to have it. You know? It's just so sad. So sad. Alright, is this it? Well, just for the heck of time. Well, I gotta put that under the name. Come on, you can work for me. What are you doing? Gosh. Everything's like screwed up. What's going on? Come on, come on, come on. Full moon thing. Some pregnant woman got arrested in Melbourne. She's pregnant. Or is it Victoria? One of those Australian places that are under large lockdown. She put some kind of post. I don't know, pops a PT. They were in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's where they were. Okay, come on. I just want to take you.
I realized I had to drop everything and share with you immediately. This video, if this doesn't bother you, I don't care where you stand on this issue, the lockdowns, coronavirus, law and order, anything, I don't care where you stand. If this video it doesn't bother you, if this footage, if what's happening now in Melbourne, Australia, doesn't bother you, you are part of the problem. Share it far and wide.
You guys are doing this.
Yeah, you can show me your search warrant before you go through my house.
To incitement.
Incitement?
Yeah. Now, you're not obliged to say or do anything, but anything you say or do may be given in evidence.
Excuse me, incitement for what? What the heck? What on earth?
Yeah, these poor women.
Excuse me, what on earth?
Just put your phone down.
Can you, like, record this? I'm in my pajamas.
What's this?
She's pregnant. She's in her pajamas. Gotta go for...
Yeah, she's pregnant, so...
And the other children that are...
What's this about?
...watching all this. So what do you think they're thinking?
Let me finish and I'll explain. It's in relation to a Facebook post, in relation to a lockdown protest
you put on for Saturday.
Yeah, and I wasn't breaking any laws by doing that.
You are, actually. You are breaking all. That's why I'm arresting you.
They're calling it a...
Can you arrest her? That's
my two
children. Can't you just say to her, take the post down? Like, come on.
I'm happy to delete the post. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I have to give you these cautions.
This is just...
You understand?
Yeah, that's fine. Like, I'm happy to delete the post. This is ridiculous. Like, I just say do.
Maybe giving the evidence. You understand that?
Yeah, that's fine. But my two kids are here. I have an ultrasound in an hour. Like, I'm happy to delete the post.
Oh, it's just too much when we're taking and breaking up families and stuff. Because of what we're communicating.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is a bit unfair. Come on, mate. What about she just doesn't do the event? Like, it's not like she's done it.
Everybody's computer, anybody's laptop, anything that has to do with technology and media. Now, that's sad. That's scary. I mean, seriously, that is sad and scary. Yes, it was... I can get that back. Maybe it'll. Yeah. Because it's just, I have a friend who's going to Florida. I don't want him going to Florida now. But he won't get involved with those things, hopefully. But it says here, if I can get it straight. Maybe I can get it. I don't know if I can get it into. But it's a 595 truck stop in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, posted these pictures of BLM and Antifa buses with armed guards, heavily organized. Well, see, I don't think I can. Yeah, I cannot. And it says on the side of the buses, Black Lives Matter. I don't know if the other bus says Antifa or not. But they're big charter buses. They're not like a school bus or anything else like that. These are charter buses, which means they have all the amendments that you need. Jeez. So, yes, Fort Lauderdale, truck stop 595. Oh, scary, scary, scary. But that wasn't the video I wanted to play. Oh, and now we're getting close to the other part of the show. You know, the first part of the show. Yes, I try to put notes down here so I would know which one I wanted to do. Now, I got warned on Facebook about how the CDC, you know, supposed to, you know, if that article go out, come up, because it's not responding. My computer's in one of those not responding moments. So, shock report. This week, CDC quietly updated the COVID-19 numbers. Only 9,210 Americans have died from COVID alone. Rest had different other serious illnesses. Now, this was, that should be good information. I should be able to be free to post it, right? Right? Yeah. But no. They're telling me it's against community guidelines to go ahead and let anybody know from the Gateway Pundit. And it even has a share button on the wall. Oh, but you're not allowed. No, you can't. No. So, as soon as I can get out of this not responding, I'm going to shut down this browser and reboot the browser. Yep. Reboot the browser, man. Reboot the browser. That's right. Yep. Time, energy, and effort, right? Always something. Yep. Gotta give it its chance to do what it wants to do. I got no say. But interesting, you know, because that's I don't even know if that's the same amount, but how many of the flu, see, they probably, and I know they did, they incorporated all these numbers with other diseases, other serious illnesses, but of course, if I could get to the article, I could say something. But no, instead I'm just sitting here watching. Ah, there it went. But I will. We'll try to see what a little bit of what it says. So let's get this straight. Based on recommendations of doctors and Fauci and Brits in the U.S., shut down the entire economy. Based on 9,000 American deaths due entirely to a China coronavirus. From the director of WHO on March 3rd. Okay, well, they're not going to let me read it anymore. But I will post it into the chat just in case anybody wants to check it out further. But we all know we are getting lied to. I mean, it just seems to be normal anymore. Yep, a game being played. So, as soon as I can, so I don't lose the link. But oh yeah, I can't post it on FB. Just like I can't post BitChute on Facebook either. And YouTube's not giving me any notifications or updates on people who have put in a post. So yeah, we're being, should I say, sheltered? No, that was not a... It was not a real cough. It was drinking cold coffee. It went down the wrong way. Oh, no. Oh, it's just not playing fair at all here. Jeez. Louise, Harold, and Sam. Come on, you can play fair just for a little bit. Just for a little bit? Why, yes, just for a little bit. Just makes you wonder, don't it? Yes. A friend posted a link to me. Telling me how bee stings actually cured cancer. Now, I can't disagree with that. I can't disagree with that, because I know it does it with arthritis, so no wonder, besides being the world's pollinators, do they want to eliminate the things that are keeping life going. Sure enough, let's get rid of... I mean, I don't know how many people really aren't seeing for what's happening and what's really going on, which is not fair to life itself. Why should we destroy life like this? Why should we allow anything else to destroy it too? I don't get it. I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me of why that should be allowed to occur. I mean, really. It just makes no sense to me. And now, we all should know there's two Joe Bidens. There's one that looks like a clown, and the other one looks like a doofus. And the doofus is the original. The clown is the new guy. Oh, but you're not supposed to be able to tell the difference. Oh, heck no. Don't use your discerning. Hi, Doc. How art thou, Mr. Doc Time? Yeah. Oh, come on. Come on. I hope y'all can hear me. Let's see. The new guy. But you're not supposed to be able to tell the difference. Oh, heck no. Okay, so yes, I am being heard. And for some reason, it's just not letting me post. That is weird. Break should be coming up, so...
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
more... Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It is a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
The body's filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. Your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. And do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
Listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Radio! All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
The World Health Organization says the new polio outbreak in Sudan has been to an ongoing vaccine-sparked epidemic. Found in the polio vaccine. Why do they keep getting away with this? Why do they keep getting away with this? This just makes no sense to me. Why they are still getting away with this? Just too dang much. Too dang much. And why? You know, why? Just too much sometimes. I mean, oh my gosh. All right, let's see if I can find this post I want to share with the audience. Because it's kind of hard sometimes to... I'd love to share the hummingbird pool party, but too much. And it was great that this one family of wasps literally made a nest that looks like a devil's face over the sensor lights. So there's two sensor lights, and there was the... hornet's nest of, there it is, the hornet's nest, and it looks literally like a demon, it really did. All right, I'm going to try and play this.
Well, going from humans, as we now know ourselves, to human 2.0 has something to do with transhumanism. If you're not familiar with that term, it's about taking humans, as we know ourselves, and melding with artificial intelligence. Kind of like being in The Matrix, if you've ever seen that movie. And that may seem kind of cool to you. We might have some superhuman abilities, maybe be able to think of something and it happens. Maybe have some physical abilities that would be almost superhuman-like. That's the idea. That's what you see in sci-fi movies. And for myself, thinking about this topic, I'm like, well, I have some time. I think that's many years in the future. However, this question, this idea is now right in this moment. We need to make a decision. And I found out that we need to make a decision about this because I investigated the proposed COVID-19 vaccine. And this is my alarm call to the world. I looked at the pros and cons and it frightens me. And I want you to know about this. You need to be very well informed because this new vaccine is not like your normal flu vaccine. This is something very different. This is something brand new. This is something completely experimental on the human race. And it's not just about being a different vaccine. There are technologies that are being introduced with this vaccine that can change the way we live, who we are, and what we are, and very quickly. I think that, you know, some people that you might know these names, Elon Musk, who is the founder of SpaceX and Tesla Automotive, as well as Ray Kurzweil, who is one of the bigwigs of Google. These are self-proclaimed transhumanists. They believe that we should go to human 2.0, and they are very big proponents of this. There's a lot of other people that you might know their names. They're also involved with this, so you should look that up. I think the easiest way to explain this to you is to go with one of the front runners for the vaccine and go into a little bit of the history and tell you how they want to make the vaccine. And I think that will speak volumes. So for instance, Moderna is one of the front runners for the COVID-19 vaccine. You should know that Moderna was founded by a person from Harvard, Derek Rossi, and this researcher actually was successful in taking some modified RNA and being able to reprogram a stem.
It shouldn't have done that. It shouldn't have stopped because I didn't turn it off. So did it take it away because I was playing it or as I'm playing it or what? I mean, that was weird. Okay, I'll have to go right back to where I was. Okay, so yes, the sky is the limit if you leave it alone. There it is. Why did
stem cell in the body and change the function of the stem cell? He actually made it genetically modified, okay? So you can, he proved that you can genetically modify something by using modified RNA. So they founded the company Moderna on this concept. It's kind of a new kid on the block, okay? It's not been around that long. In fact, it hasn't even made any vaccine for a human before. It's made no medicine for a human before. This will be their first run. You must know that Moderna was in the news recently because it really fast-tracked. It's like the other companies. It's fast-tracking the vaccine. It's going from phase one to phase two very, very quickly. In fact, it's gone from phase one to phase three in its experiments from March of this year until currently. I mean, that is unbelievable. It usually takes 5 or 6 years. How are they able to do this with the safety and efficacy data that we need? And I want you to know that in phase two, they're only using between 30 and 45 humans. In Moderna's test study, they only used 45 humans. And with the high dose vaccine group, they got 100% of those people got systemic side effects. 100. That's only in the short side effect profile. In the low dose vaccine, 80% got systemic side effects. Now, we don't even know the long-term side effects from that. We would need a lot longer time, right? Maybe years. But we do know, based on previous animal studies of using this technology, that you can expect possibly increased cancer rates, increased mutant genes, mutagenesis, also increased autoimmune reactions. For instance, in some of the ferret studies, they saw that when the ferret was introduced to the virus that they were trying to protect the ferret from after the ferret got the vaccine, they actually had an exaggerated immune response. It actually hurt the ferret. They had more lung inflammation, more lung fluid, even some problems with their liver. It actually hurt them. They had a poorer response. Okay, so those are longer term reactions, and that could be seen with this vaccine, but we don't know the data yet. So it's not without risk. And how are they doing this? Well, they're actually suggesting to use a platform. Let me just explain how they would administer the vaccine. So the vaccine, there's an idea called microneedle platform, okay? This was developed by MIT. And they said it could be very easily produced, okay, and mass produced. This is why they're proposing this technology, and many millions of vaccines could be made quickly. They could also be administered by yourself. So the idea is to get a Band-Aid. It looks like a Band-Aid you buy in the drugstore. It's shipped to you through Amazon or UPS or some other shipping service. You take it out of the package, you put it on your hand like this, and then you take the sticker off, and voila, you've been vaccinated. So how is that possible? Well, in this Band-Aid, it has little tiny spicules, little tiny needles. And this was designed after a snake viper fang bite, okay, or snake viper bangs. So little snake bites. Anyway, in these tiny little spicules, they claim you won't really feel it that much. There's their little hydrogel. It's a material called hydrogel. Inside the hydrogel would be a luciferase enzyme as well as the vaccine itself. Okay, so what is all that? So first of all, you're getting the vaccine. It's modified RNA or modified DNA. Let's take Moderna, modified RNA. So in that modified RNA, the idea is that the microneedles would puncture into your cell membrane, okay, and this synthetic piece of an RNA, it's a code for the part of the virus, where they could use a synthetic DNA to code for the part of the virus, would go into your nucleus, your body would start transcribing it, would start reading it, and making more of that part of the virus. Well, why would we want to make more of the virus or part of the virus? The idea is your body would get used to seeing it, would know how to make antibodies, and would have an improved T cell response. And the idea is then when you saw it in the future, your body would already know how to fight it, and it would be a better response. That's the idea. The problem with that is they're using something called a process called transfection. And transfection is a way that we make genetically modified organisms. Okay, I think you know about those fruits and vegetables. They're not as healthy as the normal wild type fruit and vegetable. So possibly you could extrapolate that to a human. If we become genetically modified, we would not be as healthy, okay? We don't have long-term studies on this anyway. This is unbelievable. And, you know, the vaccine manufacturers have made the statement, this will not alter our DNA, our genome. I say that is not true. Because if we use this process to make a genetically modified organism, why would it not do the same thing to a human? I don't know why they're saying that. Now, if you look at the definition of transfection, it'll tell you that it can be a temporary change in the cell. And I think that's what the vaccine manufacturers are banking on. It's temporary. Or it's a possibility for it to become stable, to be taken up into the genome, and so stable that it will start replicating when the genome replicates, meaning it is now a permanent part of your genome. That's a chance that we're taking. Yep. So it could be temporary or it could be permanent. And we would never know that for years down the road, honestly. So here we go. We've got something that can alter our genome. It's a possibility. And another thing on that, if they're altering the genome, what would be the effects? I told you previously some of the side effects, but also we need to know that this is a synthetic piece of DNA or RNA, okay, and if it becomes taken up into the genome of a human, it's synthetic, it's not from nature. And if you look at the Supreme Court justice ruling on synthetic DNA or genes, it can be patented, and patents have owners. So what does that mean for us? What if this gets into our genome? Does that mean Moderna or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or the Department of Defense, all of these people who are involved in the patents, or are they somehow going to own part of our genome? It's a possibility. You need to know that. So that's one part of this delivery system. Just one. Now let me go to the next. The next part of the delivery system is a luciferase enzyme. Okay. They named it, they patented it luciferase. I don't like that.
The R-A-S-E, erase.
Luciferase, because it has bioluminescent qualities, which means it can produce a light or it has a light source.
We're going to go on the dark.
And all of this would be under your skin and you cannot see it. Now, the luciferase is an idea because they want to make sure that you're vaccinated. They don't trust medical records. They don't trust you saying that you got vaccinated. They want to make sure, and they want to make sure it was successful, a successful transfection, a successful gene modification. So when you get the luciferase enzyme, if you have an iPhone or a special app on the iPhone, you can scan over that area and it will give a digital code, a digital imprint, a digital pattern, something that will identify that you were vaccinated. It holds your vaccination record. It also gives you an ID, a number, a barcode, a branding, whatever you want to call it, a tattoo. It's all the same thing. You now become like a product. So we have that. Now, the third thing I mentioned was hydrogel. So hydrogel is actually an invention from DARPA, the Department of Advanced Research Projects Agency. This is kind of a sci-fi kind of a group from the Department of Defense, Pentagon, of the U.S. government. They make these fantastic inventions. So one of them is hydrogel. Hydrogel, you can YouTube, look on YouTube, look at Profusa is one of the companies, DARPA, as well as hydrogel, and you'll find some little 2-minute clips that they describe. So hydrogel is nanotechnology, microscopic little robots, and these little robots, actually, I know it sounds crazy, it's still crazy to me, but it's possible, okay? They can disassemble, reassemble, assemble into and make different things. So with this hydrogel, it's really nanotechnology. So that's something, robotic or something that's artificial intelligence. It has the ability to connect with artificial intelligence. So this means that a human can now connect to directly and gather information from our bodies and gather it and connect with your smartphone, with the cloud, with some other smart device. And once this is done, this is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Think about that. Think about how immediately that could change our privacy. Immediately it can change our autonomy. Immediately change our freedoms. This can gather data like your blood sugar, your oxygen, your blood pressure. Okay, those sound great. But it also can gather many other things. It can gather, they say, your emotions or your menstrual cycle, your activity, if you've fallen, your nutrients in your body. If you took medicines, it's a potential to see if you took illicit drugs. It's got a potential to see almost anything that goes on in your body. And all of this information is going where? That has not been addressed. Who's protecting this information? What are they using it for? This is really serious stuff, guys. This is all being proposed or being unveiled in the next vaccine, okay? The other thing to know is with this nanotechnology, hydrogel, artificial intelligence, hookup, just like your cell phone, you can send a text message, you can send an email, but also you can receive them back. So that means we could receive information. What information would be coming back into us? Would it affect our mood, our behavior? Would it affect, how we think or our memories? If you haven't watched the movie Matrix, I think you should. I think there's some truths in that movie. I see so many wrong things with this vaccine, and I see that we are not talking about it in the major media. And I see that, I feel that these companies are outright lying to us when they say they cannot affect our DNA, because by all definitions that they are using, this can affect our DNA. So guys, I wanted to make this video short because I wanted to get the point across. I wanted you to really do your own research. So know that there are many risks that we're seeing here, and there is some, we really need to know if we really want to go from human 1.0 to human 2.0. And let me also tell you that there's some major names behind these vaccines. You're always going to see like the Department of Defense from the U.S. government, sometimes DARPA, like I told you. Why is the military involved with our vaccines? You see the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation everywhere with this. If you look, you'll find that name almost always. And let's go back to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I want you to look up what, let's look at the track record. Let's look at what that man stands for. His family comes from a family of eugenics. What does eugenics mean? Population control, meaning there's too many people on the planet. It's important to know. He's been on video stating that he thinks with a very good new vaccine, we could get the Earth's population to be decreased by 10 to 15%. Well, who's going to stay and who's going to go? And who is he to decide? He doesn't have a medical background, no epidemiology background, no science background. He's not a doctor, a software tech. That's what he has. I'd also like you to realize, I always look at who's has a vested interest. What are their motivations? What is his motivation, right? We already know his family background. Well, what's very concerning to me is that DARPA, this military agency, as well as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is very interested in something called gene drive research or technology, or gene extinction technology. And it's exactly what it sounds like. By using genetic mutations, by use of transfection, for instance, you can exterminate an entire species from the planet. They are proposing to use this for mosquitoes, for instance, in Africa. But guys, our world is a delicate ecosystem. Who is saying one species goes? You destroy one species, you could affect an entire ecosystem. So when you exterminate an entire species, you will affect an entire ecosystem. It's a very delicate balance. And who's to say who's going to stay and who's going to go? Who's got that knowledge? Why aren't we talking about this? And guys, if we can do it to an insect, we can do it to an animal, we can do it to a human. I bring this up because if these agencies that are behind the vaccine also stand for that, do you trust them with your health? Do you trust them with your family? Do you trust them with our children? The other thing is we're rushing this to production. What is the motivation behind that? We need to really think about this. I've also stated in the past that we need to know that there are, at least in the United States, there are mandates passed that make the vaccine manufacturers have no liability, zero liability for any harm done to any human. If people are killed, if they're hurt, if they're paralyzed, if they're maimed for life, it doesn't matter. You have no recourse and they still make all their profit. So there's no incentive for them to make it safe anyway. I also want you to know that one of the mandates, the Emergency Preparedness Act, that says they can force a vaccine on us. They cannot force a vaccine if there is a viable treatment for the COVID-19. And I want you to know that doctors around the world are being censored about treatment options for COVID-19 or prevention for COVID-19. Because if there's a true treatment or prevention, then they can't force this vaccine on us. I want to bring that up because what in the world is the motivation of doing this? Is it really in the health of all of us? As a doctor, I can't see how this is in the true health of the entire world. I think there's another motive.
No doubt.
Another agenda going on. The more I look at this, the more that comes up. So I'll leave you with this. I want to make this short and sweet so that you can digest this and think about it. Do you really want to go to Human 2.0? I don't think it's the fantasy you see in the movies. We need to come together and we need to unify our voices, because people in positions of power taking care of our health are not in our best interest. But together we have power. Together, united, our voice is strong. So I encourage you to do critical thinking. Do your own research. Join groups in your state. Go to your state legislature and you tell them no. No to these experiments on humans. No to invasion of privacy. No to censorship. We are sovereign human souls and we need to take our rights back. Thank you for listening. And you know, I always say my videos with the greatest of love and the greatest of peace. Thank you.
Scary, huh? Kind of scary. Kind of makes you want to just run and hide. Makes me want to run and hide. Yes, indeedy. Just, oh my gosh. It just makes me wonder, you know what I mean? That we've given our permission for this crap to go on. Just be right back.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Like a little honey on the lone highway,
left me for another on a lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Radio and cosmicreality.net. Today is September 2nd, 2020. We are listener supported. Did I say cosmicreality.net? I hope so. Yes, because he is here. They are here too. He is here. Yes, I'd like to think that Walt's back. Yes, blessed be for everybody who puts out any kind of effort and energy that just wants to make life better. Seriously. Anybody who just wants to make life better. I give you kudos and everything else like that. Yeah, that's right. Because we all really should have that intent in mind, no matter what it is we're trying to achieve, is to just make life better. So don't fall for the advertising. Don't fall for the future. Oh, it's good for the future. But when you're destroying the thing that holds life together, how can you plan on having any kind of future? I don't get that. I just don't get that. But hey, you know, maybe my mind is closed off in that manner. I don't know. It just seems ridiculous to me that we can just go ahead and get rid of... Oh, that's just the sound. Yes. Yep. That we're all playing to the machine. Didn't Pink Floyd try to warn us? Hugging through plastic. What is that going to do for you? I just can't believe this. I have to flip and cut. I have to share this. It's getting ridiculous. It's getting just like, you know, and they're laughing at us. because we're actually playing the game, which is so ludicrous. I mean, ludicrous. How can people literally be this ignorant? Don't get it. Oh, just jeez, too much sometimes. There it goes. All right. Just outrageous. Pretty darn outrageous. Where did you just go? Why did you just do that? My AI is not playing fair, man. Not playing fair. It's just ironic. Just ironic. Come on, come on. Come on. Yeah. Hugging your child through plastic. Whoever made plastic, if you thought collecting plastic would have helped save the oceans and the animals in the waters and the plastic that's already in our systems. I hate superficial, artificial, synthetic. It doesn't belong. It just doesn't belong. Oh my gosh. Outrageous, I'm telling you. Outrageous. Just the most, oh my gosh. To see that is outrageous. And that there's a whole bunch of, oh, it's a video. Oh, here it is. Oh, that has a whole page of it. Oh, it's just so sad. Oh, they did it on the TV too. I just can't believe it. Okay, well let's go back to the beginning and see what they say.
No, exactly. No. That this is a new virus, and it's nothing to do with viruses that we.
Oh, they're not going to let that play now. Oh, it's going to. Oh,
Hillary. Mm.
Extremely dangerous what we've just heard from Mr. Corbyn, whose statements are littered with errors, absolutely littered with dangerous errors. The hydroxychloroquine and zinc, for example, completely dissed by hundreds of different experts.
No,
let me tell you about the virus not existing. The virus has been identified by the electron microscope. We have sequenced the entire ribonucleic acid genome.
With you folks, okay, because...
So we know exactly.
I can't be through this. There's no conversation. They're just bickering because that's where we've gotten to. We've gotten to where these idiots. I apologize. I really do. I got to quit using words like that just because I don't want my body to become idiot either. But the people that are trying to play that they know and they don't know, because there is an equal and opposite, those that do know, who are told that they don't know, even though they've done the true scientific phenomena to prove that this is all a hoax. It's all a game being played. It has nothing to do with reality. Nothing. Nothing. It's just, oh my gosh. Let's get inspired, okay? Let's just see how this goes. Let's get inspired.
This is similar to what people do in the movie Inception. It is a skill that can quickly be learned by anyone. Some of the world's greatest talents, though experts and highly accredited for what they produce, have been inspired by the products of their ability to control their dreams. Scientists like Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, and Richard Feynman used lucid dreaming to visualize some of their theories and solve challenging problems. In 1965, Paul McCartney composed the entire melody for his hit acoustic song Yesterday in a Dream. Responsible for smash hits like The Terminator, True Lies, and Titanic, James Cameron has cited that the idea of the movie Avatar came from one of his lucid dreams. Since the movie inception, Leonardo DiCaprio became one of the most famous celebrities associated with lucid dreaming, and not just because of the character he played. He has since said that even before the movie, he was a lucid dreamer. Lucid dreaming allows you to get profound insights into your own psychology. Sigmund Freud said, "Dreams are the royal road to the unconscious." In a lucid dream, you are aware that you are dreaming. This allows you to vividly experience and remember your dreams, but most importantly, you can control them. A firm distinction must be made between stressful dreams and lucid dreams. On the one hand, the first one can imply you are dreaming that you're late for a very important meeting, and when you finally arrive, everything is closed and no access is granted. A lucid dream, on the other hand, can feel incredibly real and may have the same effects on you as if it actually happened. Basically, you are aware of dreaming in the moment, and sometimes you can also take action in such dreams and direct them as a genuine screenwriter. There are two main aspects of the brain that are held responsible for such lucid dreaming states. Our higher cognitive abilities are controlled by the frontotemporal cortex. During normal dreams, even though stressful ones, it is inhibited. Lucid dreaming changes the brain in the terms of requiring it to take part in a higher level of activity. There is an increase in gamma waves, which represents the frequency of a normal brain activity. When lucid dreaming takes place, these gamma waves are synchronized with other neurons that work on a frequency of conscious awareness and executive functions. Some of them are the voluntary actions and decision making. Numerous scientists have shown their interest in figuring out how we, by ourselves, can determine the brain to enter into such lucid dreaming states. The reason behind this desire is that we can better understand how consciousness works and how it is formed. Also, there are several practical uses that can greatly help in many situations. Consider lucid dreaming therapy that it is thought to hold a lot of potential in treating people with PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and those that deal with chronic nightmares. When someone's sleep is highly influenced by PTSD, this generally manifests in a recurrent nightmares that focuses on a single traumatic event. People dealing with this disorder get to feel so terrified that they become anxious and, as a result, insomnia and disturbed sleep negatively impact their daily lives. However, lucid dreaming therapy can be a great help for those who are constantly haunted by nightmares. They can understand that what they are dreaming is not part of reality, and so they can redirect their nightmare scenario toward a positive or neutral direction. Understanding how lucid dreaming can be done comes with other great opportunities because you can improve your motor skills through visualization. Many fields use this technique, which has proved to greatly improve performance in sports, music, and even in the medical field. People can actually rehearse their motor skills by using mental imagery in the process of rehabilitation. After the nervous system has gone through a serious damage, they recover their healthy hand control and that of other motor tasks. This works because imagination works. When you create an image in your mind of performing a motor action, the same neural structures are activated as when you actually perform it. This is also valid for dreamed actions. But how does one become a lucid dreamer? There are several methods that can help you induce lucid dreaming, but it's best if you ask a professional's advice. While some techniques may work for one person, it is not necessarily mandatory that it will work out for you as well. However, there is a series of things you can do on your own, and these methods have a high potential of helping you integrate lucid dreaming in your life for your best interest. Numerous approaches have been tried for inducing lucid dreaming, but the most effective of them all, it seems, was the use of cognitive techniques. These have to be performed during the day or while falling asleep. Australian researchers were able to conclude that the winning combination of such techniques is the one between reality testing, mnemonic induction lucid dreaming, mild, and wake back to bed, WBTB. It appeared that the 169 participants in the study they carried out reported the most successful rate of inducing lucid dreaming with these three techniques. The reality testing method is best exemplified in a popular movie, Inception. Through this technique, you have to habitually ask your waking self if you are dreaming or not, and to actually take an action that helps you figure this out. In the movie, we can notice a reference to this method that has a spinning top. Normally, this would eventually stop rotating, but it goes on in a continuous flow when dreaming. If you feel that this spinning top is not the best option for you, you can always try to breathe while holding your nose. As you repeatedly check yourself during the day, you are more likely to perform the same testing while you're dreaming. This will result in you becoming a lucid dreamer in a world where you can even inhale and exhale through your blocked nostrils. The mild mnemonic induction lucid dream technique represents a process through which you are asked to rehearse a dream and visualize that it turns into a lucid state. In the same time, you have to repeat a mantra to express the same intention, such as, "Anytime I dream, I want to be aware that I am dreaming." The best results come if you practice it during the time you go back to sleep while performing the wake back to bed method. This WBTB action requires you to set your alarm clock to 1 or 2 hours before your usual waking time. As the alarm rings, you wake up for a couple minutes and then you go back to bed. This short time of awakening increases your cortical activation in the key parts of your brain that take part in the lucid dreaming process. This is when you slip back into REM, rapid eye movement, sleep phase, where lucid dreaming can occur. Moreover, it seems that you might have increased chances of including lucid dreaming if you press the snooze button multiple times. Any of these techniques don't come easy for everybody. You need to put in a lot of sustained effort so that you can witness visible results. Nowadays, there are numerous programs that are meant to induce lucid dreaming by using flashlights, vibrations, or certain sounds during the REM phase of sleep. The mechanisms follow the idea that these are incorporated into dreaming content. They will alert the dreamer that he is dreaming. However, any of these external stimulation methods has to be used with extreme care. Otherwise, each stimuli will not get incorporated into the dream content, or even worse, the person will wake up. Each technique has to be specifically used according to the person's traits. For example, you might be a lighter sleeper than others, so the intensity of such external stimuli should be applied according to each individual's wake-up moment. There are certain REM sleep movements when the brain is most receptive. This, among others, is an aspect to keep in mind when using such stimulating techniques. Again, asking for a professional's advice is mandatory if you want to implement this inducing lucid dreaming process the right way. Apart from such methods, drugs are suggested as another way of inducing lucid dreaming. Galantamine, used to treat Alzheimer's disease, can help with this process of lucid dreaming, especially if it's administered while performing the WBTB or mild methods. However, research is still yet to firmly state how safe and effective it is, especially considering the fact that it can bring along many side effects. Even though lucid dreaming has been deeply explored in the recent years, there is still a long road to travel until anyone will be able to successfully use an inducing technique. There are lots of successful lucid dreamers walking our reality, and that just goes to show you that the discipline of controlling your dreams rests in your hands. Will you try it tonight? Are you already a lucid dreamer?
Well, anything's probable, right? Yeah, lucid dreaming. That's just... The only way I found out about lucid dreaming is by... when I had a video done on cable. Yeah, that was a great 15 minutes. Anyway. Lucid dreaming. And... I really believe that basically dreams are meant to not always be seen. Well, I've seen visuals when I'm awake. So depending on what I need to know or anything else like that, that's where I feel it'll come from. It'll either come from internally while I'm sleeping or it will come externally while I'm awake. But then again, how many people are you going to stop your breathing so then you'll know? That you can breathe on both. I mean, if you're dreaming, it's all in your mind anyway, right? And that you should be breathing if your mind is alert. But then again, we supposedly take our consciousness with us. So you know, hey, you just never know. And that is a big thing to deal with. And it definitely has so many layers and has so much other situations that I think, let's see what this says.
Everything in your life that you like and it comes to you is because you have a program to support that. That's wonderful. That means that's great. It's going to come to you because that program is bringing it to you. But in contrast, this is the one that's important. Anything you work hard to accomplish, anything you struggle over to make it happen, anything you put a lot of effort in, I want this, I'm going to work like crazy, I'm going to get this. My first question is, why are you working so hard? And the answer is very simple. Anything you're struggling to try to accomplish, whether it's health or love, relationships, whatever it is, if you're struggling, it represents a simple fact. Your subconscious programming doesn't support that conclusion. So the fact is, what are my programs? Look at your struggle. And wherever you're struggling, the struggle is not because the universe won't provide for you. The struggle is an internal job. The struggle is you're trying to overcome previous programming that prevents you to go to that destination. When we are in our conscious mind, we are connecting our spirituality to the biology and the physical planet that we're in. And that is a creative mind. That's the one you wake up in the morning and say, oh, I wish I had this and I desire that and these are the things I want. And then you go out and start the day. And then guess what? 95% of the day, you are not operating from the conscious mind. Science has recognized 95% of the day, because we are thinking 95% of the day, our behavior is now controlled by the subconscious mind. The conscious mind with your creativity has your wishes and your desires. The subconscious mind was programmed by other people. Your mother, your father, your siblings, and your community. So what is the difference? You wake up with a wish and a desire of what you want, and then the rest of the day, you play the programs that you got from other people that don't answer your wishes and don't support your desires, and all you see is the consequence of it and go, oh my God, why is it not working? And the answer is because you don't see, because remember the name is subconscious, below conscious. How do you change the program? You say, how did you get the program? The first 7 years, your brain was in theta, hypnosis. So I say, you want to change the program? Every night when you go to bed, just as your mind disconnects, just as you fall into sleep, your brain is now operating in theta. So if you put earphones on your head and you play a tape, a program, a CD of what you want, as your conscious mind disconnected, your subconscious is downloading. So you just play that tape as you go to bed, and after a number of playings, your subconscious will learn the new program without even your conscious being involved. I don't care how much knowledge is in your head. If that knowledge doesn't go into your subconscious, your life will stay exactly the same as it was. You can be the brightest, smartest academic. You have to take the knowledge that you are walking within your conscious mind and put that knowledge into your subconscious programming. And when you do that, you are all powerful in the creation of your own life. And so just walking around and being able to recite all these wonderful sayings and things that you hear from all the wonderful teachers that we have, and you say, oh yes, I remember that, that's a good quote, that's a nice quote, oh that's a wonderful saying, it's irrelevant until that saying becomes part of your program, because now you are living from the saying and not talking about the saying.
Go to that video, you can find the links for what you're looking for, on what to listen for, listen to, self-help hypnosis programs. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. Yep, self-hypnosis. I'm sure that's just what it is. You got to tell yourself and reprogram your mind, right? I agree. Yep. A lot of people just... If you feel like it, then go for it. Looking. Oh, I just want to see what this is. Supposed to be. Check this out when we get back. Yeah, I like this at this Be Inspired YouTube channel. It's got a lot of different things. I don't know who this guy is. Sad to be.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Hello, all you good-looking people out there in Revolution Radio. This is Mario. I invite you to join me Thursdays at 6 o'clock for This, That, and the Other. It's a show about you, it's a show about me, but ultimately it's a show where we try to have a little bit of fun. We discuss important topics, and we do our best to be apolitical. So I invite you, put on your favorite pair of comfy sweats, your smoking jacket, and grab a beverage of your choice, and join me Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock. For This, That, and the Other on Revolution Radio.
Revolution. Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work.
You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it, Carl.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Oh, okay. I don't know what else to say. I don't know. So, anyway, yes. How art thou all doing? Yeah, I don't know if I want to find this out or not. I mean, it's the first that I have heard of this guy. But it's to be inspired. And every so often, I think we need to get a little bit of inspiration, don't you?
Pranic food, positive pranic food, negative pranic food, and zero pranic food. Positive prana means it adds a certain pranic energy to the system when you consume. Negative prana takes away energy from the system. Zero neither adds nor takes away, it's eaten for taste and lethargy. Yeah, people like lethargy, you don't know. Yes, a whole lot of people are telling me, we enjoy sleep. Nobody can enjoy sleep. If you're enjoying sleep, you're not sleeping. You may enjoy restfulness, you may enjoy the after effect of good sleep, that's different. You enjoy restfulness, you cannot enjoy sleep, you fix this in your head. Yes or no? Restfulness must for a human being, because rest is the basis of all activity. If there is no restfulness in you, you are not capable of dynamic activity. Yes or no? If you're not rested, can you be active? No. Rest is the basis of all activity. Rest is one thing, sleep is another thing. You must differentiate between the two. Sleep is a certain inertia. The difference between life and death is just this. Life is a dynamic process of the energy. Death is an inertia state of the energy. Sleep is playing between the two. The more you practice that, unknowingly you're inviting death. If you slept for 8 hours a day, you're inviting death 20 years earlier or 30 years earlier than what it should have come. If you eat positive pranic food, energy will reverberate in a dynamic way.
Okay, what he is talking about is living food, live food, not processed food and meat. Because he's not giving full explanation on the video. But he's talking salads, living food, you know, not processed food.
If you eat negative pranic food, it takes away energy and causes certain deviations in energy.
And they say that is the meat.
If you eat zero pranic, it brings lethargy, and maybe you can eat it for taste to some extent. But look at this classification, what are the foods which fall under this? There's no need to look at the positive because a whole lot of them are positive, I can't produce a list. We look at the negative pranic list, it's a much shorter list, but unfortunately, it may be a list of all your favorite things too. And top of the negative pranic list is garlic. Garlic is a very powerful medicine. But it's one thing to consume something as a medicine, and it's an entirely different thing to consume it as a daily food substance. It has many, many medicinal qualities. In Ayurveda and Siddha, we use garlic in a very powerful way for specific ailments. But now your logic is, every day if I pop whatever medicine I can, I will be healthy. In Ayurveda, we say like this, every root, every leaf found on this planet has some medicinal quality. It's just only a few we have learned how to use, others we are yet to learn how to use. Otherwise, every one of them has some medicinal quality if we are willing to pay attention and learn how to use them. So now if you want to be healthy, what you do is, anyway it's fall time, there's a lot of leaf. Just go and eat as much leaf as possible and also take up a few roots and eat it, you will be very healthy. That's not how it works. Something specific for a specific problem is different. Just generally consuming medicinal substances is a different game, isn't it? Garlic is a very powerful medicine if properly used. Daily consumption, no, because it plays on your nervous system big time. It is a very strong nervous stimulant. If you use garlic, your nervous system gets stimulated in a big way. Anything that stimulates nervous system holds you up for some time and then dumps you. Daily usage of nervous stimulants in any form will slowly get you to a place that you become insensitive to life, that you cannot experience. Now, you're holding dog as the ideal because he's more sensitive than you. His nervous is far more sensitive than you because he can feel things and know things that you cannot know. This is a higher design than the dog, isn't it so? Garlic, onion, asafoetida, green chili. Oh, asafoetida, maybe you're not used to it. It is something very commonly used in Indian cooking. It's a very strong stimulant. Coffee, tea. Tea means, the caffeine tea is the tea. Other things are just placebos, okay? They're not tea. You can boil any flower, any leaf, any root and call it tea. That's not tea. Tea means the tea leaf, which is caffeine. All these are nervous stimulants. Once in a way, if you drink, they have some benefits. But if it becomes a daily thing, slowly it dulls your nervous system. Your ability to experience life is gone. We are looking at this dimension of the food mainly in terms of your sensitivity to life. Largely, people are ego-sensitive, they're not life-sensitive, they can't feel life. For them, only their thought and emotion is life because they can't feel life. If you walk out into the forest, you can't feel the tree, that's why you call it a wood. You can't feel the creatures around you, simply because the sensitivity is gone in so many ways. One thing is, just the modern life, this television, this traffic, this constant reverberations. One thing I find when I come here is, one thing that makes me get out of buildings in this country is, always something is buzzing, you know, boom, something is going. It has a very bad effect on the human system. See, we are also a kind of reverberation. There must be space to allow our reverberations to grow and spread. Now these machines have such powerful reverberation, constantly boom, something is going on. And on top of it, what we cannot hear, all these Wi-Fis and stuff, they're doing their own thing, yes? All this, there is no room for you to become life-sensitive, to sit here and be able to experience the whole universe takes a certain level of sensitivity. I'm talking about nervous stimulants in that context. You are lowering the possibility of experiencing life. See, for example, if you just touch this, not everybody will feel just a touch the same way. Do you know this? It depends on how sensitive your system is. If you feel this, you can know many things if you're willing. So I'm not a coffee hater, all right? But what I'm saying is, a cup of coffee should not determine the quality of your life. By choice, you drink today, tomorrow you walk away, it's fine. If it's a compulsion, if I don't drink my coffee, my day is ruined, then you have to do something about it. Yes? I'm only talking about this. The only parameter is, are you moving towards freedom or are you getting enslaved in some way? With a cup of liquid, you shouldn't get enslaved. Yes? Just about anything, you're getting tangled up. I'm saying do everything by choice, then there's no problem. If you do it by choice, you know when to start, when to stop, isn't it? If you do it by compulsion, what you start, you cannot stop. This is the whole problem. It's not like you become a fanatic, I don't eat this, I don't eat that, I eat this, I don't eat that. Don't become a food fanatic. It's just that eat by choice. Every meal must be by choice. Not that you've decided, this is what you will eat and this is what you will not eat. Don't make food into religion, it is not. It is a choice, and the choice should be according to the needs of the body, not according to social needs, not according to cultural needs, according to the needs of this body, isn't it? So, among the positive pranic foods, there are a few foods which are very, very positive. On top of the list is what is called as an ash gourd. I think here they call it a winter melon. It is not of the same potency as we find in India. The Indian ash gourd is like phenomenal. Ash gourd is very positive, black pepper is very positive. Honey is one substance on the planet whose chemical composition is very close to that of human blood. Daily consumption of honey can do wonderful things to you. And honey is an extremely good thing to eat, especially if you have children at home. Make honey culture part of your thing. Psychological stability, physical well-being, vitality, all these things can be greatly enhanced simply consuming daily honey. If you have excess fat in your body, if you drink honey with warm water, it breaks down the fat in the system. If you drink it with cold water, it'll give you weight.
Yeah, I try to tell people to do warm because that's really the only way to basically have your work happen, your life, you know, things like that happen. So let's see. Since I did the other sleep, let's do this sleep. Yikes. So you're really not supposed to be sleeping.
If you sleep like that, one thing that'll happen to you is your sleep quota, if you're sleeping for 8 hours, it'll simply drop to 3 to 4 hours just straight away. Just lie down for 12 minutes and do it till the last moment, till you fall asleep.
You know, there's a North Pole and a South Pole. This means these are the magnetic centers. And you also know the whole land masses, whole continents have been slowly being pulled towards the north. They've been traveling. Why the Himalayas is the… whatever we're seeing, the Himalayan mountain ranges, that Manasarovar, you will find seashells in Manasarovar because at some point it was at mean sea level. Today, it is at 15,600 feet. So what transported this lake bed, which was at sea level, to this place is the whole Indian subcontinent is crashing into Central Asian plate. And this is why the Himalayan mountains are still continuing to grow. It's just piling up, it's just a crash. Every year, India is losing about 1.23 centimeters or so. I'm not perfect on the number, somewhere in that range. Every year, India is losing about 1.23 centimeters or something, because it's crashing into the Himalayan range and it's piling up. Because the magnetic pull of North Pole is slowly pulling all the land masses upward. So such a huge magnetic pull where the continents are moving up, that kind of magnetic pull is constantly in enforcement across the globe. Suppose you had a little bit of anemia. If you went to your doctor, what does he prescribe for you? So seems to be like it's an important ingredient of your blood, yes? So if iron is floating around in your blood, and if I put a very powerful magnet to the top of your head, it is possible that slowly blood may start moving in that direction, isn't it? Let's say if it's a very, very powerful magnet, it may slow it up because there is elements of iron in the blood. Your body is designed like this, that your heart, which is the pumping station of the system, is three-fourths of the way up, not halfway down, because it is difficult to pump against gravity, easier to pump towards gravity, so it's placed here. Generally, all the pipes that are flowing down are larger ones. What is going up are much finer ones. As it goes up here, they're almost hair-like, so minute that the circumference of your brain is such that if one extra drop enters there, hemorrhages happen. People have strokes. So now you were like this, now you went like this. Already there is a little bit of imbalance in the system, because heart was pumping, calculating the gravitational resistance. Now suddenly there is no gravitational resistance, you became like this, and now you put your head towards the north. Slowly it gets pulled to your brain. So one thing that could happen to you is you could have disturbed sleep. North and sleep, you could have disturbed sleep, all kinds of dreams happening. If you are in your age, it is possible that you can have a stroke, or you could just die in your sleep. It's very much possible. Not that if you sleep one day, you will fall dead. Every day, if your bed is arranged that way, that every day you are sleeping, put your head to the north, you are asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Kind of trouble? We do not know what kind of trouble you will get. That depends on the strength of your system. If it is weak, very weak, you may fall dead, or you may get a stroke, or you may just get disturbed sleep, you may just have nightmares, or during the day you act funny. So many things will happen because excess circulation is happening in the brain when it should not be happening, simply because you put your head to the north. So in case you go to South America, then you should not put your head to the south. If you went to Australia, you should not put your head to the south. You can put it to the north out there. In the northern hemisphere, you do not put your head to the north. East is best. Northeast is okay. West is all right. South, if much. North, no. Tonight, before you go to bed, spend at least 12-15 minutes reminding yourself, you're neither this body nor this mind. Just lie down and just remind yourself, this body is not really you. Do you know, if you live for about 60 years, you're on an average, most human beings are eating anywhere between 1100 to 1400 tons of food. It means even what you think is my body is not this, it's changing every day. New input is happening and old things are going away. So 1400 tons, you don't have to carry that much of weight right now. So obviously, what you have as a body right now is just a transient amount of food and soil, isn't it? Hello? So what you think is mine also is not it, it is just all the time changing. So at least try this much. What is my body is not me. What I think is my mind is not me. It is mine right now for use, but it's not really me. Just, if you're not able to do it, just link it to your breath. Inhalation, I'm not the body. Exhalation, I'm not even the mind. Just lie down for 12 minutes and do it, till the last moment, till you fall asleep. This is something you must notice. Most human beings, when I say most, I'm very generous with the percentage, 99%. 9% of the human beings never notice that moment when they're slipping from wakefulness to sleep. They will simply go off like that. If they're alert, they cannot sleep. But there is a way to sleep in an alert manner. If you sleep like that, one thing that'll happen to you is your sleep quota, if you're sleeping for 8 hours, it'll simply drop to 3 to 4 hours, just straight away. Now that moment when you're passing from wakefulness to sleep, if you can still be conscious that I am not the body and I am not the mind,
believe me, something remarkable will happen.
Why does one person need, by prescription these days, 8 hours? And why another person can do with half of that? See, one thing is, as we already went through, the very physical body that you carry is just the food that you've eaten, isn't it?
If you eat right and do a certain things with your body, you see very effortlessly, within 3 to 4 weeks, you can drop your sleep quota anywhere between 2 to 3 hours. 1.5 to 3 hours, very easily you can drop if you just eat consciously and just learn to sit properly, you know, just the posture, your geometry of the body and what goes into the system. If you just manage these two things, you will see sleep quota will just come down like that. At least 40 to 50%, the food that you eat must be alive. You eat dead food and you want to live, this is a little difficult thing. Because you have to raise the dead now. But if you eat live food, one thing you will see is the state of your mind, your focus and your sleep quotas. And above all, staying awake is not good enough. You have to stay alert, isn't it? How alert you are, how focused you are, only to that extent everything yields to you in this world, isn't it so? If you eat a leaf, a vegetable, a fruit, a nut or a sprout, this is much simpler. If you must eat non-vegetarian food, you must eat that which is furthest away from you. So generally, fish and water life is furthest away from you. So if you must eat non-vegetarian food, fish is the best thing to eat that way.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, I mean, that was pretty interesting, huh? We all have a choice, all the time choices. Sleep does have a lot to do with how our body responds and reacts to life around us. And there are days that I can deal with less, but that garlic part got to me. Yes, I'm going to have to recalculate that. I eat garlic every day. Not to say I'm not tired. That just showed me something completely different that I never would have thought I knew, because I didn't know. I had no idea, because I used the garlic as a keeping the lungs clear. But then again, they're not really full of anything, so... I just like garlic and I like onion. Now I'm having to reconsider seeing what I can do to make changes. Well, their things are changing all the time anyway. But to the point of where I'm not yawning like right now, because I am yawning right now. I'd love to have more energy to get things done. Yeah, and I can try the garlic part and see what happens. Yes, I can. I mean, why not, right? It's just, we got to reprogram ourselves. Get ourselves into the idea of, do we want to live or do we want to, you know, put ourselves in quicker, down quicker. Yes, down quicker. That's interesting. Garlic, huh? Because I really do love garlic. But hey, okay. I can fathom trying to change that. Yes, I can. Just to see. I mean, I don't want my body fighting against itself. I've got enough going on without having to go through that kind of idea. Seriously. So, yeah, I'm gonna see what I can do here. There is no 2 minutes, but. And who's a dreaming? Oh, what a trick. Sometimes you don't dream about being at work, then there's an issue. You have to really look deep into how you could fix that issue. because it's on your mind so much that you're dreaming. Because usually dreams are supposed to be the subconscious helping out the conscious figure out things that might have become conscrewed or otherwise, things like that. We just don't know yet. Everything is but a dream, even when we're awake and we think we're conscious and all this other stuff, it can be dreamy too. I know I've had quite a few waking dreams and things of those natures. Why me? So, I want to thank everybody. Don't forget that we are listener supported. So, here at freedomslips.com and cosmicreality.net, just see what you can do to help us keep on air. Keep it hooked up, okay? Yeah, keep us hooked up. There you go. All right. There will be a tomorrow. Always tomorrow is just a day away. At least I'm hoping so for more people, most people, whichever. But don't forget to give thanks for what today is achieving and providing for you. Yep. Later. Is it coming?
Revolution.